There would be a minimum number of Prosecco bottles provided, or Carver, and the ASDEP DG would smile limply and thank him for loyal service. Beside Jonas, a crisp packet was crumpled and dropped, and it blew against his foot. Another wriggling movement, and an arm reached across him, and he saw the face of a young man. And the litter was picked up, and there was a faint, grated apology. Not to worry. Those he worked with were that evening on a high, because there had been a good eyeball on the targets meeting with an additional tango, and that seemed to link two surveillance targets, a big step forward. And it had been a difficult follow, with both subjects employing intelligent tradecraft procedures. The team had thought themselves, he did not mind mild vulgarity, the bee's bollocks. He had 20 minutes to kill. Beside him, the crisp packet was pocketed, and a wristwatch studied, as if the boy with whom he shared the bench was also checking a schedule. None of them coming back into the work area after the successful eyeball, and photographs to go with it, had acknowledged Jonas as part in the good outcome. The ASDEP DG's appearance would be token. His colleagues would be there a bare minimum of time. He was hurt, bruised. Did he make a difference? Not in anyone else's eyes. Would he be missed? No. Was credit ever given him? No. He had only seen the face of the boy beside him for a moment, but he had started to plumb deep into that mine of facial features and biographies that his memory carried. They had been Irish when he had started, then Cold War diplomats and couriers from Eastern Europe, but now the operations of A4 were almost exclusively aimed at the jihadis.